just about 7 past 8 on over 103.5. Your life, your music. Nelly Furtado, Say It Right. Well, it's not about saying it right for Christopher. It's about doing it right. Christopher, good morning. Christopher Duplessis is from ProSure. And listen to this. Listen to it carefully. You might have seen it on the front page of the daily newspapers. They're going to swim the English Channel. Christopher, I want to say you guys, morning.
Morning.
It's a crazy idea, I think, to some extent.
Yes.
And it's amazing that you guys are going to do this, but I think it's a whack thing to do. Where, what? I mean, you guys don't, this we know.
Yes.
So you guys didn't wake up one morning after a bottle of tequila and go like, what did I say last night about the English Channel? Did we say we're going to swim it? Where does the idea come from?
Yes, Dion, thank you for having me. Yeah, you're right. So this has been coming for a long time. So last year...
How long is long? Because it takes a huge amount of preparation, right?
A few guys cornered me. They've started a trust called Ladybug Trust. And this trust is specifically designed and put together for families and children, people that have children in NICU. And NICU stands for New Natal Intensive Care Unit.
Ah.
And this trust was registered and created to help wherever possible financially, either the family or the children. And you know, it's never an easy moment, week, 2 weeks in intensive care, especially your child.
I mean, intensive care is already expensive.
Yes.
For children, it's double that because it's pediatricians. It's highly specialized.
Yes, yes. So these guys approached me and said, they ordinary guys, fathers, they both fathers that started this, or let's put it families. And the fathers said, Chris, we want to do this swim. And we need another guy. We actually need two guys. So we need to be four. And so unfortunately, we're only three guys. So it's, the burden is even bigger.
Yeah.
And they said, we want to swim the English Channel. So are you in? So last year, November, no tequila, no next morning moment.
This is actually a sober decision that you made. Wow. It's amazing. Well, what motivated you? Is it the fact that it's a worthwhile cause? Is that why are you challenging yourself as well? Because normally, you know, being a businessman, they are always... standards and things you set yourself to try and achieve. Is that one of those?
Definitely. You know, I think we as men always like to be part of an adventure, a sense of belonging. You know, that thing of belonging.
Yeah.
So this, it spoke to me. You know, the trust speaks to you and I want to do the channel. You know, I always wanted to do the channel. And it's not easy. It's very costly.
Yeah.
There's a vigorous testing process, qualifying process. You have to do so many things. And then eventually, you know, you can go. So now this preparation is all building up to that. So Saturday past, we did our last physical. And this physical was a 2-hour water trotting for water under 15 degrees. And it was crazy. I can tell you.
So obviously you wear a wetsuit because under 15, did you do your test without?
No wetsuit. Yes,
wetsuit. Okay, so you guys, were you mildly hypothermic afterwards? Because 15 doesn't sound very cold. But Swakop's wear that at best. The sea there is about 15, 16.
Yes.
And I mean, you can't spend a lot of time in that. It saps the energy from you, you know?
Definitely. So the water was about 13 degrees. So we've recorded that. So you can imagine 13 degrees, 2 hours. You can't just trot around or sit around. You literally have to swim. So we swim to stay warm.
Yeah.
And eventually you shake and you're cold and you do feed. But it takes its toll. So it was a tall order on Saturday morning, I can tell you that.
But you passed it.
Yes,
you got it through, and you have to then obviously send them the stats.
Yes.
They have to be able to see this. You can't lie about it because obviously it's going to catch up with you.
Yes.
So this is the sort of the benchmarks that they've set, right?
100%. So it's recorded. So there's a certificate that needs to be signed off. That was done. That's going in today. And then they give us the green light for it.
Yeah.
And there's a recording of sense as well. When you're going into the pool, luckily, you know, there's devices nowadays that records everything.
Sure.
And on Garmin Connect, which is great,
yeah,
the whole recording is on there, so we
send
that stats as well. Yes. So I just want to touch on I know you're going to ask me about the muffins.
Yes,
I want to touch on the muffins. So obviously, you know, we're trying to raise funds for the charity.
Yeah.
And myself said, listen, Chris, you don't have the bucks, so what are you good at? And I love cooking, I love baking.
Okay.
And I've tackled the muffin.
That's on top of the insurance game, which you're also good at. We'll talk about that later.
Yes, of course. So I've tackled the muffin thing, and I'm getting the name now, the muffin man in town, because I'm telling you, the corporates, private people, everyone
awesome,
is standing by, and they're all ordering muffins from me to help this good cause.
So this is basically the funds go to getting this off the ground,
to getting it off the ground, getting us there. And and you've got some great chocolate chip muffins this morning as well. I hope you're going to talk about it later.
The size
as well.
Of my backside says no. my heart says definitely coffee and a muffin. Awesome. That's lekker.
Definitely, yeah. So it's on, you know. It's in a month and a half time we're on. We're
Six
leaving
weeks.
the 17th. And we
okay,
going
that,
to
that's,
Dover.
That's high summer in the UK, right?
That's correct.
But they
That's
tend correct. To have quite a bit of rain in their summer. So it doesn't mean it's going to be clear skies like summer here for us. But at least you shouldn't have, the water temperature shouldn't be too much of a hassle, although it's still the English Channel.
Still English Channel.
And they do have storms that come through, summer storms.
Yes.
So it doesn't guarantee flat water, nothing of the sort.
100% correct. So we're hanging around in Dover for a week. So our official date is the 23rd of July.
Okay.
3:40 in the morning. But we're there from the 20th. So any moment we can actually get into the water.
Can you get in a bit? Can you go a bit earlier if the weather allows?
Let's hope
Will they
so.
Give you a
I hope so. I hope so that that the weather is great, the water is good. You know, cold, it's going to be cold. So that's what we're training for. So no wetsuit. I just want to reiterate.
Are you going to swim again? Are you going to swim without a wetsuit?
Yes. So one of
Normally they use these really thin ones, like the 3mm, you
know? Yes. No wetsuit. Sure. So it's your little shoe brookie and your goggles and a swimming cap and you're in
I don't think that'll be a problem. There's Luco diving about it. I think your little speedo is going to look like kind of empty in front of you.
Yes, know definitely.
Like,
small.
Yeesh. Okay. So obviously, you guys, you're three and you say hour on, 2 hours off. So you do shifts of an hour. But that now means when you get out after an hour of 15 degree water, you'd be lucky if it was 15.
Yes.
You'd probably be on the verge of hypothermic anyway.
100%.
So then there's no more sleeping. You're going to have to warm up, blankets over, warm liquids to try and get your core temperature up again.
100%. So that is that is the problem. You know, not the first swim.
Yeah.
The second, third, and fourth swim is going to be the problem.
Yeah, but so the fifth and the sixth one, because you say what, about 18 hours
18
is
hours?
What they're estimating.
Yes.
And I know if you measure the distance straight,
yes.
It's very different from what you end up swimming.
100%.
Because you don't swim straight. There's currents and all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
And sometimes you have to detour around ferries and things like that. So it turns out to be a lot further, actually.
Yes, you're 100%. So they chart the route for us
with
a supporting boat. It's not a dinghy.
And they then GPS to kind of give you directions on where you need to go. You stick next to the boat and they stick next to you.
Yes.
And they do the feeding. Obviously, there's emergency personnel on board, I would imagine.
100%.
In case there's some kind of an emergency of whatever sort.
100%. So, yes, you're right with all these things.
Sure.
So let's say one of our guys pull out.
Yeah.
For some reason, the whole event is over. So
is it? If one person's out, it's done.
Yeah, it's done. So it's recorded very strict. This association is very strict with crossing
the
channel.
Well, they have to be. You don't want people dying, which could literally happen. I mean,
yes,
if something happens and you guys now just take on the extra burden, you're now two instead of three, suddenly the pressure's much more and you're swimming every second hour as opposed to every third hour. It becomes a massive thing.
The synergy
thing,
totally changes. Yes,
sure. Right. Guys, I can buy you a wetsuit if you need one, bro.
Yeah, I need a few.
Because you're sitting here with a bubble jacket on and an idiocy coat.
No,
you guys, obviously, how much time do you spend a day in the pool? Because you obviously have to clock the miles. I mean, it's a boring thing to do, but you have to clock the miles.
So time spent, so I'm swimming in blocks. So I swim like a 4-day block and then I rest the day. Then I swim a 5-day block, rest the day, 6-day block. Then I go back to, and I do long ones and short ones.
Okay.
But yes, I spend at least an hour a day in the pool.
Sure.
And you try to get to the outside pool. We've got special permission to swim there.
Yeah, because they normally have it closed. I mean, the pools aren't open now. The
closed,
pools
maintenance needs to be done. So we've got special permission to swim there, but it's difficult. I can tell you when you go there alone, like I'm going to go there over lunch today. Alone, it's not fun. But I have to put in the hours, log it out.
I'll tell you what, I remember this from school days, because back in the day, in school days, when I was swimming, there wasn't any indoor pool in Namibia. There were none. There was only the old Jan Jonker pool where Marua Mall is now.
Yes.
All these people are going, what? There used to be a pool there? Yeah. So swimming in winter was terribly, it was unpleasant, and we had to do it in the morning before school. So I know what you're talking about. Okay, we were young, Jonker and Yakarach, and it didn't bother us that much.
That's crazy.
But, but I mean, I suppose that's all about, it's about the power of the mind, right? It's the same thing as doing the dash and things like that. It's about setting your mind to it and overcoming pain barriers, cold barriers, and focusing on something that's worthwhile, which is your trust, right?
Applying it. You're right. Yeah. So it's 100%. So I believe physical, one part, you know, the weather, definitely a major part. But mentally, you need to be so strong. You can quit easy in 45 minutes.
Sure.
You know, why am I doing this? I don't
know. This is
children.
Crazy.
I never had children in
ICU.
You're right.
Sure.
So you have to find why are you doing it? And you have to find that drive. So definitely I'm working on that. I'm working with a mental coach to understand what makes you tick and why not to quit.
That's probably the biggest thing for you on this, apart from the fact afterwards to be able to say, I've done it. I wanted to do it and I've done it.
Yes.
This is a learning process looking inward.
Yes.
You learn about yourself here.
Of course.
When you're hanging in the water there and you're like, I can just get up on the boat. It's as easy as just two steps up and you're there, it's out, it's done.
Yeah.
But how do you keep yourself going? And that's knowing yourself and knowing what your limits are and whether you can push beyond that.
And mentally, you need to be mentally so strong because your body does what your mind says. So where's the power coming from? Not from your body, from your mind.
Yeah.
So I just want to quickly touch on on Saturday morning again. And about hour 40, I literally wanted to quit. I was cramping.
Yeah.
I was shaking.
That's the risk, of course, also in cold water like that, is your body starts clamping up. It wants to get out.
And I literally wanted to get out. It was 2 meters away to those steps to getting out. Yeah. And I said to myself, Chrissy, you cannot do this. You cannot do this. And I had to
I'm not a swimmer. We know you from cycling. So when you said swimming, you said, what? Hey, well, you'll be a mofo triathlete after this, though.
Well, I'm going to give my best.
Okay, so we're 6 weeks away.
Yes.
You guys have now done your last physical.
Yes.
So according to, there should be no problems. Everybody's fine. You qualify to go.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Muffins. Where do people get hold of you to book some or to order some?
Okay, so
because at the end of the day, I mean, look, you know, guys like Old Mutual, and you have a whole building full of people. Get one each. Come on, boss. Make a plan.
Yes, Old Mutual. So I just want to say shout out to Old Mutual. They did order.
Oh, have they?
For Friday.
Awesome, awesome.
So I'm
awesome.
All excited about that. But yes, guys, I need your support. So muffins from me. I bake it myself. I've got. I do it at night. He's going to open up that box. I brought him a few. Have a look. It's chocolate muffins, like a double thick chocolate. And I'm going to give you my number.
Yeah.
So it's 081-124-2265. And guys, please support this. It's for a good cause.
They look stunning. I'm going to hand them out. I'll tell you what, before you leave, I want to pay you for these, please. Because that's my contribution. No, awesome. No. You brought them for free. That's not the point. That's great to see. Okay, so what are you aiming to get? Obviously, this is a costly exercise just to get there, right? Mm. So we're looking at things like corporate sponsorships would be nice. Are you looking at distance covered that they can sponsor per K, that they can sponsor when the event is finished? What are you guys looking at?
Yes, so definitely. So we welcome all support. The nice thing is the corporates are looking at us. There is private individuals supporting us. So yes, definitely. So it's costly. You're right. Yeah. Too costly. So we're aiming for a 400,000.
Okay.
To collect for the trust and expenses. So just to give you an idea. So the main idea is to get the trust up and going.
Yeah, sure. To have something to start handing it out as the requests come in.
Yes, 100%. And then obviously we're pushing the idea of a few bucks per 100 meters. Because if you give me a few bucks per kilometer, it's only 38 kilometers.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm pushing
100
meter or per hour. So there's 18 hours. So there's a few ideas we were running past people and they are all buying into it.
So great to see
again, we this morning call on the public, say, guys, support this event.
Right. So there we go. Who are your two partners, by the way?
Thank you for asking. So Roel Spannenberg.
Oh, he's also involved with triathlon. I know he does a lot of fitness stuff.
He's the president of the triathlon. Yes, 100%.
There we go. Yeah.
And then John Valentine.
I don't know John at all.
So. John Valentine. And the good thing.
Coolest name, by the way.
Yeah.
John Valentine. I mean, like, you know.
It's like a rock star.
Yeah, for sure. Very much so.
And I want to say these are both dads. And they also started the trust.
Okay.
So yes, these guys are in it for the long run.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm saying, guys, look, find out who these guys are, find out their story as well.
Sure, sure.
It's very inspiring, and this event as well.
Okay, one more thing. Are there any other sponsors already involved that you can perhaps mention?
As such, on the muffin side, I'm not gonna say a specific name.
Okay.
I'm gonna say quite a lot of corporates has climbed in and ordered muffins. So let's put it that way. Yes, we are getting people supporting, but this morning we're calling on corporates to say, guys, support.
Okay. All right. So there we go. And if somebody comes ahead and says, look, what else do you guys need? We can get you air tickets, or we can do this, or we can do that. Or
yes.
Is that 100%. Also okay?
Accommodation, 100%. Someone wants to pay the boat, great.
Yeah, or the entry fee, because there's a fee involved for that as well.
Yes.
So there we go. Your number, give it out on air.
Oh,
you can have a lot of girls phoning you as well, going like, I'll massage you. But,
Muffin Man. 081-124-2265.
2265. One of the first phone numbers out, 124, I think was the first series.
Yes, yes.
That they did way back when, right? When they were still bricks.
Yes,
I think it was the size of a motorbike.
Nokias,
those old ones. Okay, there we go, Christopher. We'll definitely catch up with you closer to the time again. to not only remind people to get muffins, because these are choc chips, Mana, that smells awesome. So we're gonna take a pic as well, so you can see what they look like, and get them through. We gave you that number, 0811242265.
2265.
Talk to Christopher, and I don't know, crash his phone. Okay. Do you have a website, or is there
a Facebook page? Okay. Yes, Ladybug Trust. So please go and search it there. It's a beautiful website. Facebook page, and have a look there. Our journey is on there as well, our swimming journey.
Okay, all your preparations and everything is going to be happening there as well.
Yes, yes.
Are you taking somebody along, or somebody there who's going to be doing a lot of social media? Because that's the way to go these days.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll be able to follow you on Facebook while you guys are doing this.
Yes, so we've got a guy going with us, and he's going to update on that.
Cool.
Depending on the Wi-Fi or
data.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. Luckily, it's plat, so you should be okay. I mean, I know the French have a lot of difficulties with that. But it's good to know there's somebody out there who can kind of keep... That's the modern way of doing it. We can't be there with you, but we can be there with you, if you know
100%.
What I'm saying. So, all right, there we go. I hope you get orders for like a million muffins.
Brilliant.
I'm in my buck bell. Sorry, middle funny nach. You're not doing anything.
You swear me.
You can't even have them, Dominic. Okay, Christopher, nice talking to you. Christopher Duplessis, the man who is going to be swimming the English Channel. Unbelievable. I think you guys are going to do well. I'm sure you will, unless something comes up. I mean, the weather's out of control and things like that. But apart from that, let's hope everything comes together.
Brilliant. Thank you, Dion.
All the songs you love.